The major problem is that we have twice the amount of dogs because we have the existing number of dogs that people don't want and the additional dogs that were bred for to facilitate the people who wanted them.
So it's more. The demand was met not just only by the rescues, but also by puppy farms. So there was a huge demand. We heard about astronomical prices been paid for pups during COVID.
Bonkers, wasn't it? $2,000-$3,000 for like a Labrador or some pretend make, which is, you know, just when next door neighbour's dog got into your dog and it's suddenly a Labra popsicle or whatever.
Oh, yes, I see.
Very fashionable pretend breed.
When you saw this happening, how did it make you feel?
I mean, it was mixed because we were so overjoyed that dogs were getting to spend time with people who were home. But we knew it was coming and every rescue centre worth their weight in gold was saying, lads, there's a tidal wave coming. Mm. I'm sure you heard it probably just by existing in the world, going, what's going to happen to all these dogs when people go back to work? And the dogs have separation anxiety because they've had their owners with them all the time. Suddenly they're left alone and then the behavioural issues arise and people aren't equipped with the experience because it probably was most people's first dogs. They were like, oh, now I can get a dog. And so they're being faced with these problems that dogs have that they don't understand. To an experienced owner or someone who has loads of patience and is really interested in researching and working through problems, that's not an issue. But for your average person who's like, why is my dog tearing up the couch when I go away? I can't deal with this and the stresses of
and they had
extra costs.
A romantic rose-tinted view of what it was to be a dog owner.
Absolutely, yeah.
But they eat things. They poo places. They rip up the garden. All those things.
They are animals. They're not potty trained. Most of them.
Let's go back. So it started for you, the whole animal thing, when somebody asked you to rescue a pony, was it?
Well, no, I was in dog rescue first, and I met Martina and Debs, who were the other co-founders. This was 13 years ago. So we were working a lot with dogs. And then, yes, there were always horses in bad situations when you were, say, part of animals being seized, say, dogs, whatever. And no one knew what to do with the equines because already there was an equine crisis and nowhere for them to go. So they were unfortunately just being put to sleep. We just decided to open our doors and it was a new venture. It was a way of helping another species. I grew up with horses, but just as a hobby, you know, when I was a kid, I had a pony in the garden. And I knew feck all, but at the time I was like, oh, I know a little bit about it. And we all learned together and it developed into this monstrosity of wonder.
My lovely horse.